From the dead center of forgotten America, here we sit. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, August 9th, 2019. Glad to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, American flags flying in Hong Kong amid thousands of protesters as some are trying to tie their demands of freedom to the United States. Number two, gun control, the center of a raging debate following two mass shootings this past weekend. President Trump and other Republicans hinting they may consider new measures to restrict access to guns. The NRA, not impressed. And number one, Joe Biden goes for the big white lie again. As we have learned, President Trump is sending subliminal messages to his white foot soldiers in his white supremacy movement and is using secret messages to convey messages to neo-Nazis as well. Yep, the dumbest thing you've heard all week. We're going to get to that today, no question. The entire campaign has gone from Russia to racism. Russia to racism. Russia didn't pan out. We've got to find something to attack this president with. I know, racist. That's all they've got. It's all they've got, and it's infected Joe Biden as well. You would have thought that Joe Biden would be a little bit more laid back, maybe more commonsensical, but no. Donald Trump is a racist and a misogynist and a demon, and he has secret messaging coming from people, and he's sending secret messages back, and he might even have, you know, aliens at Area 51 ready to... Anyhow, it is so insane what you're hearing. But Joe Biden weighing in again, going after Donald Trump, calling him a racist, a leader of a white supremacist uprising like we haven't seen since 1925, warns Joe Biden. Here's a compilation. And I want you to see this. I want you to see this compilation of Joe Biden comments put together by ABC News because it really does sum up the absurdity of what we're seeing, hearing, and being exposed to by the Democrats who have no other message, apparently, to share with us. Go.
His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone at home or abroad. His energetic embrace, the energetic embrace of this president by the darkest hearts and most hate-filled minds in this country say it all. We have a problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it. Trump readily, eagerly attacks Islamic terrorism, but can barely bring himself to use the words white supremacy. And even when he says it, he doesn't appear to believe it. He seems more concerned about losing their votes than beating back this hateful ideology.
Pandering is what you would call it, Joe, and you're pandering your pants off there. It's embarrassing. Hey, let me see here. The darkest hearts and hate-filled minds that support him. So if you support Donald Trump or Republicans, you're among the darkest minds, darkest hearts and hate-filled minds. That's where you line up, the darkest hearts. And let's be honest, Joe Biden knows a thing or two about an energetic embrace. Smell that? Yeah, that's my shampoo, Joe. Get your face out of my hair. Sorry. Yeah, talk about an emphatic embrace. That'd be Joe Biden with every teenager he's met in the last 25 years. Number two here on the list is that Joe Biden always up for a little bit of a gaffe. This is kind of like, you know, Joe Biden, you listen to him deliver these words, and he's talking about Trump delivering the words that are written for him. Joe Biden hasn't written his own speech ever. It'd be incoherent if he did. Joe Biden here. Well, just listen to this. Choosing truth over facts, it's Joe Biden. Go.
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. And so, folks, if you're interested, join me. I could use the help because
you need help.
Must defeat this president to change the trajectory of this country.
Oh, you need help, Joey. That's for sure. I choose truth over facts. The fact of the matter is most speakers, most orators functioning in public like that would realize they had said that wrong. Go back, you know, we choose truth over falsehoods or whatever. Of course, he doesn't create. We choose truth over facts. Yeah. Donald Trump's racist. Easy, Joe. The plastic surgery you had over your eyes is starting to fail. Soon you won't be Sleepy Joe Biden. You'll be Joe Biden in the dark. Your eyelids are going to slam shut, son. Might need to see that surgeon again. Get him. And get those eyelids back up. Joe Biden's plastic surgery amuses me. The hair plugs, I love those too. And cranking the eyes open. Oh, hi, Joe. There you are. We can see your eyes, sunshine. You're such a big boy now. Let's see here. Elizabeth Warren. And yes, we'll get to the dumbest things we've heard all week. Don't worry. I know you're waiting for that. Elizabeth Warren. She has climbed to second place in the polling now. Cruising around Iowa. They're all there for the state fair. They're all out there, you know, eating pork products by the bucket load at the Iowa State Fair. Joe Biden was there yesterday. Elizabeth Warren is in Iowa as well, where she got taken down by an Iowa farmer. They're out walking around, you know, trying to make a splash there. And this farmer just said, it's a Green New Deal. Well, you can listen to it for yourself. It's bite number three. Go.
Well, the Green New Deal says we need to get rid of cows. I don't agree with that because well-managed grasslands where you rotationally graze, you know, all these paddocks like that system there has about 8 different paddocks. You're actually going to use more CO2 and sequester more carbon because of the regrowth all the time. And yet, you know, that's a permanent pasture. So anyway, my point is we have become so ignorant of the basic principles of biology in food production that we have said we answer them all through technology instead of letting Mother Earth and having respect.
Ignorant of the basic principles of biology and science. We have become ignorant of the basic biology of food production and farming, and that is so true. Yes, kids, I've got a news flash for you. Shocking as it may be, Chicken McNuggets died. I don't mean to break your heart, kids, but Chicken McNuggets died. Chicken doesn't come from the store, neither does steak. And if you want to turn the whole world into vegan and vegetarian land, you're going to have to plow a lot more fields and do a lot more damage to the environment. And don't forget, the biggest destruction to this planet is habitat destruction. This is what causes species to become extinct. This is what causes fertilizer to run into lakes and have algae blooms. It is habitat destruction that you should be concerned about more than grazing cattle. It is just a fact for you to take home for you on this Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at wycoffwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. do it now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. A service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.